SBS Radio.
Shireen Morris, welcome to SBS Malayalam.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking this time out. With just less than 10 days to election day, there is a controversy about your possible dual citizenship. What is the status?
Oh, it's complete rubbish. And this is actually a very desperate play being pushed by the Liberals, I assume. We've done extensive legal checking and I've gone through all the steps required. And as you know, I'm a constitutional lawyer myself. I've got a PhD in constitutional law. I have full confidence in the legal advice we've received that I'm only a citizen of Australia.
Sure. Like India doesn't allow dual citizenship. I understand that Fiji also doesn't allow dual citizenship.
Exactly.
But coalition seems to claim that there is a gap in the Fijian law that possibly, you know, before this law came into effect, you were a citizen and there is a chance. But you, as you said yourself, you're a lawyer yourself. And is there any other complications possible?
Absolutely not. And as I said, this is very desperate tactics now from the Liberal Party. And it's just really, really disappointing, actually. I want to be having a discussion about policy. You know, let's talk about the policies that we want to implement rather than these bogus false claims.
Sure. We'll move on to other aspects. Shireen Morris, you are an Indian and Fiji origin candidate. To better understand, especially for our listeners, your heritage, could you explain yourself to us?
Yeah. So my mum and dad, dad is Gujarati. He came from India, was born there. Mum is Fijian Indian, of South Indian origins, and her family have been in Fiji for many generations.
Yep.
So both of them migrated here from in about the 1970s towards the end of the White Australia policy. They both came from quite poor backgrounds. Mum grew up on a sugarcane farm in Fiji, and Dad told me lots of stories about running around the streets of India when he was young, but they both got scholarships to study medicine at Monash in Melbourne, and they went on to become GPs in the local area here. So I was born in Melbourne, grew up in North Ringwood. Mum and Dad ran Park Orchards Medical Centre for many, many years. And look, one of the main reasons I'm running and one of the things that inspires me is the reflecting that if they hadn't been given that first initial opportunity to hone their talents, you know, regardless of how much their parents earn, then I never would have been born in this fantastic country, Australia, and I never would have grown up in these beautiful eastern suburbs with all the opportunities we have as Australians. So sure. I want to make sure that all people can have access to those opportunities, and especially in education.
Sure. Shireen, one of the most important stands that you take, you know, for years now is for the rights of Indigenous Australians. You're an advocate for Indigenous Australians. Could you tell me why?
So you're right. I'm a constitutional lawyer. I've worked for the last 8 years with the Aboriginal leader, Noel Pearson. I've been advocating Indigenous constitutional recognition. And why? That is such a fantastic question. And I think one really big reason is that as an immigrant or the daughter of immigrants, the descendant of immigrants to this country, I've often been struck by how lucky we are to come here, have so many opportunities. I've been so lucky in my life. And, you know, I reflected that Indigenous Australians often don't have the same opportunities. And during my PhD research, I heard of this story of, you know, back in early times, the laws of Australia didn't allow a lot of non-white people to vote in certain jurisdictions. And there was this Indian man called Mita Bulosh in the 1920s who challenged his prohibition from voting under the Australian Constitution. And he went to court, challenged the law, and the government responded by giving Indian people in Victoria the right to vote, but not Indigenous people. And, you know, who didn't get the right to vote until many decades later across jurisdictions. And I often reflect, you know, if only he had advocated for the rights of his Indigenous compatriots as well as his own. So I do feel that, you know, Indigenous people haven't always been given a fair go in this country.
Shireen, apart from your strong position on Indigenous Australians, would you be able to point out three major other aspects in this election for you?
Well, one of the big things, as I mentioned, is education. So education is so important, and I think a country like Australia should be offering world-class educational opportunities. So I'm extremely proud that Labor is offering to fund 3- and 4-year-old kinder, whereas the Liberals are only going to fund 4-year-old kinder and not with any certainty. The other thing Labor will do is fund an extra $14 billion into public schools, which I think is fantastic, as well as putting money back into TAFE. The second huge investment that we plan to make is in healthcare. I think in a fantastic country like Australia, we should be leading the world in the kind of healthcare we offer. And it shouldn't depend on your credit card. It should depend on your Medicare card. So I'm really pleased about Labor's Medicare cancer plan, which will stop people having to pay thousands of dollars when they get sick with cancer. And the third distinguishing feature, I think, and really a big difference between Labor and the Liberals in this election, is sensible action on climate change.
Sure, Shireen Morris, as seen in yesterday's debate itself, even some questions put forward by Prime Minister Scott Morrison towards Will Shorten, there were no clear answer about the cancer-related plan. A coalition claims that it's going to be a very expensive, tax-related affair to implement all these aspects. How do you read this?
Oh, I think it's a bit of a cop-out for the Liberal government to say it's too hard, so let's not do it. I think we have to try to offer better healthcare, and Labor has a comprehensive plan on how to do it. And look, it's true. These good things, good reforms do cost money. And the other thing Labor has outlined is a plan to show where that money will come from. And that involves making multinational companies who for too long have been paying zero tax in Australia and avoiding tax. We do need to make them pay a fair share of tax.
The other thing, Shireen, about climate change, again, that's another area. Coalition has put forward figures that claims that to implement Labor's plan on climate change, action on climate change, it's going to be very expensive. Opposition leader Bill Shorten clearly said it's not possible to say a figure about what it would cost. But don't you think it's going to be an expensive affair? Is it something that is going to affect Australia's economy?
I think we need to consider the cost of inaction. So we can't consider any future policy without also considering the cost of inaction. Now, experts have said that the cost of inaction on climate change is costing Australia around $18 billion a year. And yes, of course, any good policy, as I said, any good reform requires some investment, but that must be offset against the cost of inaction. And what price can you put on the future health of our children and our grandchildren and their children?
Shireen Morris, what other aspects, as far as a multicultural country Australia is, you consider important to change to make Australia more cohesive and more multicultural nation?
Yeah, fantastic. So the first thing is Labor is offering a much better, fairer and cheaper parent visa, basically with one quarter of the fees that the Liberal government is asking for. So it is for the 3-year parent visa only $1,250, not $5,000 like the Liberals have. The 5-year visa, $2,500 in fees, not $10,000 as the Liberal government wants people to pay. They also, we want to remove the cap. And frankly, what the Liberal government proposed is not what they promised, because there's high fees and there's a cap. And we also don't want families to have to choose which set of parents to bring over. So I think Labor's making a huge improvement in terms of migrant communities with a much fairer parent visa.
But
don't
you think it comes with a cost, higher costs for implementing it?
Of course, if there's obviously less revenue But we have to look at the big picture. Labor is also saving money in its other tax avoidance measures, as previously discussed. And this is all about choices. You know, we don't want to give tax cuts to the top end of town or the big banks or multinational companies. We want to provide migrant communities with a cheaper parent visa. That's the choice.
Thank you, Shireen Morris, for taking this time out and speaking to SBS Malayalam Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.